How difficult is the read option with Tannehill?
It creates some problems. It's something that you don't see all the time. So you need to make sure that you're fundamentally sound. And obviously he does a good job running it. I mean, he's been successful and has had some big runs. So, you know, it creates some problems. But, you know, hopefully we got our guys in position and they feel comfortable with. That's the biggest thing. You know, you got to go through practice. You got to make sure the guys feel comfortable with the way that we choose to defend it.
Adjusting the offense to Tannehill's strengths. In other words, not going downfield that much. What does that mean? What have you seen on tape of how they throw the ball?
Well, I think the last three games he's done really good. You know, they got some downfield threats, and he has thrown it downfield, but he's doing a good job on third down of, you know, hitting the intermediate routes that, you know, depending on the down and distance and on play action, you know, they do a good job of tying in the pass game along with a run.
So for the loss of Pies and also
well, you can't. I mean, you know, the guy was unbelievable for us. You know, it's just, you know, a tough deal. You know, everybody feels for him. But, you know, within the team, we got to get somebody to step her on up. And, you know, our guys have done a good job of practicing with the linebacker unit. I mean, they've really had to step it up. And the team, the defensive players have rallied around that unit also. So it's pretty cool to see. It's a neat deal.
What about JT Thomas? Where's he on the table?
He does a good job. He's played all three positions at one time in our system. So he understands how the system works. And I think, since he's been here, he's gained a lot of confidence with his play. And it's been a cool thing to see. Now, I coached him for 2 years, you know, his rookie year and his second year at Chicago. So I've seen his growth. You know, and he's matured, and he's become a pro, and he's doing a great job.
Gus said he thought Sunday's game was your best as a play caller since you've been here. You got
well. That's good when the boss says something like that. Thank you.
Do you think that it was a pretty good when you go back and look
at it? You know
what?
You know, the guys did a great job. You know, I don't want to go. I don't have any idea how that works, but I know this. The guys played hard. The coaches did a great job putting them in position. You know, so I don't want to take any credit for it. It is fun to, you know, as you go through a game to try to figure out exactly what's going on. And, you know, it's a growing process for me. It's going to, as long as I'm in the NFL and if I'm in this position or coaching football in this position, I'm going to, you know, continue to grow in that. You know, you never have it when it comes to, you know, calling the defenses. So it's been a fun process for me.
Tobin Smith, player of the week, but what's next for him? How does he kind of keep
it? He's got a lot of growing. I mean, he's just a rookie. I mean, and I'm being serious. He's got a lot of work to do, and, you know, I think he's going to continue to work hard. These guys over here, I know. they, you know, he's working hard. He has a lot of growth. You know, as a rookie, he just has natural playmaking ability. His deal is attention to details, you know, just keep getting better, understanding the defense. Sometimes he's just playing with his instincts because of his lack of experience, you know, but as he gets more experience, I think he's going to be better.